Clint Malarchuk caught and deflected pucks from 1985 through 1992 for the Quebec Nordiques, Washington Capitals, and the Buffalo Sabres. He also coached in both the minors and in the NHL. But most hockey fans know Malarchuk for one especially gruesome incident in 1989 when an opposing player's skate slashed his jugular vein, which required life-saving measures from an athletic trainer. Now, with the assistance of Dan Robson, Malarchuk has written A Matter of Inches, How I Survived in the Crease and Beyond. Clint Malarchuk, welcome to Only a Game.
Oh, it's great to be on.
You contend in A Matter of Inches as follows: I basically willed myself into becoming an NHL goalie. Tell us a little about the obstacles you had to overcome by will to get to the NHL.
I didn't feel normal as a kid, let's put it that way. Later on, big anxiety, a lot of anxiety and things like that. And nothing was ever flat out said that I was diagnosed with a certain disorder or anything like that. But looking back now, as things happened and evolved in my life, I was certainly very much obsessive compulsive. And when I say I willed myself to be an NHL goaltender, I think that the OCD helped me make it to the NHL because of my obsession with training, with being the best that I could be. And it was very over the top. Usually 12-year-olds aren't doing quite that, even if they're aspiring to be an NHL hockey player.
You have been frank about your obsessive behavior and your anxiety since your retirement, and you're certainly candid about them in the book. How did you handle them while you were still playing in the National Hockey League?
Well, especially with goaltenders and superstitions, there's a lot of athletes that are that way, and especially goaltenders are kind of quirky, and it almost gives goalies a green light to behave any way they want. Because they go, oh, he's just a goalie, and that's okay. So people that suffer with obsessive compulsive disorder were great actors because we don't want anybody to know what we're going through and why we're doing certain things. So for me, my biggest thing was hiding all this stuff that was going on with me. So I became a normal functioning goaltender on the outside. People looking at me go, wow, you're the most normal goalie I've ever played with. I didn't try to act out in any way or superstitious before games or anything like that, because it was the OCD I was hiding.
The 1989 accident in which your throat was cut by a skate could have ended your life, never mind your career, but apparently you only realized how traumatic that incident had been many, many years after it had happened. Is that right?
Oh, that's bang on. After the accident, I did go through a lot of things, but I ended up being diagnosed with OCD then, because within that year or two after the accident, I really spiraled into a deep depression. The OCD became almost unbearable, where it was hard for me to leave the house. Definitely panic and anxiety at times. And once I got on the right medication and things really went good for a number of years, I kind of relapsed into a state of depression, and I ended up becoming suicidal and even attempted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I still have a bullet lodged in my skull. I was in intensive care. I went to a treatment facility, and they worked on a lot of my issues. I was self-medicating with alcohol, so that was one of the issues. A counselor there suggested that I may have PTSD because of the accident in 1989. Now, this is all happening in 2008, and I wouldn't buy into it. By no means I was accepting the PTSD. I accepted depression, anxiety, OCD, severe anxiety. I didn't need any more initials, but I took the initials, PTSD, and started to work on that, learning so much about how trauma affects people. And now with our veterans coming back, we have 22 suicides a day by veterans. They survive the war, they come back and commit suicide because of PTSD. And I've heard some of them discuss their anger and their depression and anxiety, and I totally relate to that.
I have to ask whether after the injury and some of the aftermath, it ever occurred to you to seek another line of work.
Well, hockey was what I lived for. It's what I did. And as a former athlete now, I mean, there's a lot of anxiety for players, especially if they haven't gone the college route to get some sort of education. I had nothing. I knew horses, and that was it. Hockey was my life.
The chapter entitled Lucky One includes these words: "This book wasn't easy to write. It took me back to a lot of places I never wanted to see again." And in fact, you write that you relapsed while you were working on it. Now that the book is out, do you feel that it was worth going back to those places?
Absolutely. People say, was it therapeutic to write? Not a chance. I had done so much therapy and put all this stuff behind me. And I went very deep. The book is described as raw. I wanted to help people, and unless I went to those places that I had been, it's not going to help people that are living in that place. And it was a hard project. I quit several times. I didn't want to do it. I always came back and pecked away at it. But the feedback that I'm getting is just so gratifying, from PTS sufferers, their military, people just in regular life with OCD and depression, anxiety. I thought my purpose was to play in the NHL. And then after that, I thought my purpose was to coach in the NHL. Now I look and those were just stepping stones. Why was I given all these disorders? I feel my real purpose was to write the book and now to talk about it. And now I'm getting all sorts of feedback that it's helping people. And for me, that is just more fuel for me to go forward and speak.
Not surprisingly, the injury has gotten a lot of attention over the years, but I want to ask you to share a favorite memory from your days in the NHL, maybe a game that stands out for positive reasons.
Well, early in my career, I may have still been a rookie, I'm not sure, because I bounced around for the first few years up and down from the minors. But I was able to, you're going to like this one, being out of Boston, I shut out the Boston Bruins in the Garden in Boston. And then we went back to Quebec. I was playing for the Quebec Nordiques at the time, and we had a home and home. So we go back, and I shut them out again. And so I had back-to-back shutouts against the mighty Bruins, which as a kid, you know, I admired them. So that was huge for me. My mom saw me play my first NHL game on the second shutout. She had flown into Quebec. So that was a very memorable time, especially because it was so early in my career.
Do you feel the National Hockey League is better equipped to deal with players who have emotional and psychological issues now than they were, say, 20 years ago?
I know firsthand that the NHL and the NHL Players Association is very, very concerned about their players and their former players. They've helped me immensely in my recovery and my healing. You know, if you've got a mental illness, you're not going to go to your boss just because of the stigma. And that, to me, is something where society, and not just the NHL, we have to get rid of the stigma so that people can get help.
The book includes a lot about your recovery, I should say recoveries, perhaps, through AA and various other means. How are things going for you now?
They're going really good. I mean, I've learned so much. I've tried and I've failed. And I've taken, you know, two steps forward, one step back, you know, two steps forward and five steps back. And now I'm at a place with experience and, you know, help and support and doing a program daily. I have a regimen that I follow. It's, you know, I have to work out. That helps me mentally. You know, I have to do a 12-step program. I have to meditate. And some days are easy. I just go through just like I feel, wow, this is great. I feel normal. Some days are a little tougher, but I have tools now. And I'm not afraid to use them. I'm not afraid to reach out to people that understand these disorders and stay moderated.
With Dan Robson, Clint Malarchuk wrote A Matter of Inches, How I Survived in the Crease and Beyond. Clint, thank you very much for speaking with me, and good luck.
Thank you. This is a great interview. Thanks for having me.
If you would like to read an excerpt from Matter of Inches or my review of Same, please come on over to onlyagame.org.